Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to thank Ambassador Ramdin for all of his efforts on behalf of the people of Haiti. Ambassador Ramdin has worked with the Friends of Haiti arduously for a very long time, long before this crisis hit Haiti, and we trust that he will continue his excellent efforts. We'd also like to thank Dr. Mirta Roses for her excellent report on the activities of PAHO in Haiti. Mr. Chairman, the Montreal Conference was an important step forward to build a roadmap for Haiti's recovery under the leadership of the government of Haiti and in coordination with the United Nations, with national, international, and regional organizations of the Americas, international financial institutions, and a broad range of partners for the benefit of the Haitian people. We thank Canada for its leadership in organizing and hosting this conference. Mr. Chairman, rebuilding Haiti will first and foremost be a partnership between the Haitian government and the Haitian people, one that must be defined by transparency and accountability. The international community will work in partnership with the government of Haiti to make sure that reconstruction efforts are targeted to help the quickest portion of the population and to bring about economic recovery as quickly as possible. It is critical that the same energy and generosity that is being put into the humanitarian effort is maintained in the long term. In this regard, the United States looks forward to hosting an international donors conference for Haiti's relief in March at the UN headquarters. The United States will continue to assist the people and the government of Haiti in every way that we can. It is important that we see ourselves as partners with Haiti, not patrons, that we work intensely together to produce results that can be seen and felt by the Haitian people themselves. We trust that the OAS will build upon its traditional areas of strength, democracy promotion, human rights, and election support by helping the government of Haiti navigate this period of political uncertainty. Working through the OAS group of Friends of Haiti, we suggest that the OAS ensure that Haiti's democracy is not threatened by the severity of this crisis, that the OAS can and should assess the needs of government ministries and reach out to political actors during this critical time frame, that the OAS meet with the government of Haiti and political parties to discuss this year's election schedule, that they assess the status of civil identity records and register Haitians who have lost their civil identity cards, and that they could also send an assessment team to meet with the government of Haiti to determine its immediate needs, buildings, meeting space, communications, and assistance with media outreach. Mr. Chairman, the United States would like to propose that the OAS consider drafting a resolution giving the OAS task force, headed by Assistant Secretary General Ramdin, a mandate to carry out these kind of activities and actions. Thank you.